like, honestly. I came out with my ex, like Selena, the flex.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Non-Refungible Podcast. I am Nate Digital. Today we got a full crew. We got Cryer, Yabba Deluxe, and Fuddlement. What is up, boys?
What's up? Welcome back, Fudd.
Yo, yo.
Actually, yeah, all of us, welcome back from Chicago. Did everyone make it home okay?
Survived.
No, Nate. No, Nate. Now you jumped into this way.
Yeah, but you're from Chicago.
I know, but I'm just saying we needed to give Fudd a hard time first. I'm venting on Fudd right now for going.
Is it pickleball related?
Mr. Pickleball Champion. Yes.
You're right. Well, actually, there's conflicting last week. I think Fudd quit pickleball since the last episode.
No, I didn't quit. Our team, we lost last week.
You quit in the championship, man. We were so excited
that we had somebody
in the championship.
We got third overall in the league. Thank you.
Okay.
There was no consolation bracket, though, so we just got third based upon our record. It could have been fourth, too. But hey, dude, we just didn't go to the championship game.
NRN was about to sponsor you, put our NFTs all over your jersey. Damn.
But yeah, we were thinking about minting you a trophy on the blockchain, man.
Prove
digital ownership. But I mean, you got third place, so you just, you know, kind of messed that up.
Yeah, but I did make it home safe. I took a Spirit flight, so you know that involves a good 45-minute delay, a good extra, you know, 30-45 minutes to get your bag. But it worked out great.
Well, you have to pay to give your bag and then pay to get it back and then, like, pay to buckle
your
seatbelt.
Yeah, people are, like, doing their nails on the plane. It's, like, super, like, the smell is super strong.
They charge you
the whole nine yards.
Those seats are the hardest seats I've ever sat in my life. It's like sitting in a wooden chair, bro.
They're thin.
I didn't think that there was that big of a difference between a seat, but then I like an airline seat. I thought they were all kind of the same. And then you ride like, you know, United, and then you go to ride Spirit, and it's like, yo, 3 hours on that thing to Miami. And I was like, my back was all messed up. Jesus.
The start to respect.
Yeah, especially when you got a little kid behind you kicking your chair.
Oh, nice.
You see those new test planes that they have you like stacked, like, on top of each other?
I saw that little design. Yeah.
Just wait.
I wouldn't mind that.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, just as long as nobody had dirty shoes. Like, kicking dirt in your face and stuff, you know? Or you always have to be on top.
What if somebody farted, though? That'd be terrible. It's like right in your face.
And you know what happens. I've been crop dusted more than a few times on the plane, man. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, and you know those upper seats are going to have a premium, too.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the expensive ones now.
This is a real question. What? Whenever you get crop dusted on a plane, do you immediately know who did it? Like, you look around and be like, yeah, it was you, motherfucker. No? I just feel like people look at me and assume I did it. And I'm like, yo, that don't even spell like my brand, bro. Like, it can't be me.
Everyone likes their own brand. Like,
that can't be me. That don't smell like me. That don't even look like it came from, or that don't even smell like
that fart doesn't even look like mine.
I hope it doesn't look like it.
Well, you know, man, those crop dusters, man.
Oh, shit. I just got a kid now.
Any reptilians on your flight?
My bad.
Nah, you can tell grown man farts. You can tell grown man farts. So you know that.
Smells like Bud Light.
That shit came from a deer, man. What the hell? Like,
he's like, yeah, that's my wife.
That's 30 years of gut right there.
Blame it on Jess.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So everyone made it home. We all had a bunch of gas, apparently, from the Chicago Doodles event. So a lot of action on Twitter, a lot of haters, a lot of people loving it. Mostly more people loving it than hating it. But I guess let's start with first reactions. I think, you know, we all have been to pretty much all the Doodles events. We kind of knew what to expect, but this one was a little different. So but what was your like first reaction going in there?
Ah, man, thanks for coming to me first. the non-doodle holder. Yo, and speaking from
doodle at heart forever.
Yeah, speaking from the outside looking in, you know, I thought it was exactly what it was supposed to be. You know, I've given Doodles a hard time over the years. Everybody knows that. But it's out of love. It's all out of love. But I will say this, you know, I understand the game now. I understand NFTs weren't initially what I thought they were to be, which was up only forever. Everybody else was always going to come in. Nah, it's like, you know, you need a product, man. And these guys are working their ass off to develop that product. And that product is going to be geared towards kids. And it's to build that IP up. And hey, look, that's just what it is, man. And I respect how they're doing it, how they're going about it. I don't think I've seen any other NFT brand yet that has taken this approach and actually executed on it. So they're executing on it. I realize that. I respect it. Does that make me want to be a doodle holder again? I'm still considering it. I will say this. Last thing, and I'll let everybody else go. The after party was great.
It was.
The food was great. I mean, to be a holder, and this is what people didn't see in the Twitter video. You know, we had all the fun. They had all the little activations in the camp store or whatnot. But afterward, but you really felt like a holder, a founder of something special. Sure. Like you got invited to an opening party. And then after that party, they treated you really well with feeding you good, letting you mingle with other holders. Like you felt VIP, man. And I thought they nailed that, and hats off to them for that.
For sure.
And you really felt that community too.
That's some of the things we liked at the very beginning of all this stuff, right? I mean, that's what we were all drawn towards, where we get to finally meet all these people that we talk to all the time on here, and you know, kind of got back to that, which I thought was awesome. Especially experiencing, you know, I got to take, you know, the kids, and we went twice because we did it with us and the kids.
But so. Crier, I didn't see any kids in any of the videos, Crier. What is all this cringe?
Yeah. It's a kid theme park made for adults.
Exactly.
Come you on, know, man. It's made for kids, but you I know what? Also, the kids are about 3 feet shorter. I'm not going to film them. Also, I'm not going to film somebody else's kid. Yeah, that was a little bit of a weird vibe. And that, you know, on Twitter, the weird vibe was the people that really didn't know what the fuck it was. And they're like, oh, man, what is this shit? It's so cringy. What is this? Adults never growing up. And it's like, it's quite literally a kid store. And yeah, but I'm going to have to actually correct you on something. Doodles is no longer an NFT project. And honestly, that...
I stand corrected, man.
Much hate as they got, that might have been one of the best moves they made. Because... look at this fucking echo chamber that we're in, man. Like, it's so fucking toxic. You can't please anybody. Doodles spends millions of dollars on this shit, and they did a fucking great job.
Yeah.
Still FUD, still hate, you know, only care about floor price. So shout out to Doodles for actually trying to step out of that bubble and do something.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's like, normally you have to have these crazy cool events or whatever you do with these things, but that doesn't drive any value. And here they're able to take that. Right. And you can kind of see them setting up, right? Like this is like a middle tier funnel thing. Like they're going to have, they got the animation studio. They're going to do with Golden Wolf, make cool videos, obviously geared towards kids. Cause that's what they're planning here with this is like the second tier where now you've been exposed to it a little bit. Then you go, oh, I'm going to go to the camp store with my kids and have a great time. And it's like $36. That gets you in like a tiny bit. You know what I mean? Like it's 36 bucks a kid. Like that's,
and that gets routed to the holders.
And like, so Ethereum, like, you know, payments. We went, that was all the holder opening party that we are all talking about now. That was on Thursday. Saturday, I went with my whole family. You know, and my mother-in-law went with us, who is, you know, like 72, doesn't know anything about any of this stuff I talked about all the time, but you know what I mean? Like, what is this thing? What's a doodle? Yeah, why are we here? Why are we in Chicago right now?
Yeah.
And she left and she's like, I want to, she bought like a jumpsuit with doodles on it. And she's literally like, I want to buy a doodle now. And she's, you know.
Yeah. Mom, that'd be,
she's getting,
$3,000.
I told her the price and she was like, okay, like, that was cool. That means I get to go with you guys to all these events. And I'm like, but I mean, you know, I just, it's just like,
all right, grandma coming to Miami. Right. Okay.
What's the plus one? But I don't know. I just feel like it's something where it's a really cool experience. And we talked with Julian at the event. And he was saying, like, you know, what do you show your kids? You know, you Mm-hmm. It's something that you grow up as a kid. You're like, oh, I used to love this stuff. You know, like the Super Mario movie was incredible because we're all like, oh my God, I get to see all these things. And so my kids loved it.
Yeah.
Because I'm excited about it. Right. And he.
Yeah.
How dare you cry or for enjoying something that was made for kids?
Yeah. Whatever. And freaking my ladies, man. But the idea here is you get a chance to both experience like a brand growing up together with them and experiencing it with them, which I think is a super cool idea. And you saw that kind of in the event, right? Like you had all this kid stuff. You're making crafts. There's like ball pits and stuff like that. But there was also stuff that like only adults could reach. So you like had to force your dad to go, like you had to jump up and tap the higher up mm-hmm. things. Like you, as an adult, like you have to get your kid, like I'm holding my kid up and he's getting the thing. Yeah,
co-op,
exactly.
Dude.
And yeah. It, you know, the yeah. games are, there were some fun games that are old games that we used to play or whatever, like Asteroid and shit like that. So,
and actually speaking of kids and fun games, I saw kids loving the digital, it was a digital screen with people walking across it and you throw little toy tomatoes at them and then they like turn into rainbows.
Hey, I love that. I love that. I loved felt like it. I was a pitcher in a Major League Baseball game, man.
And I'm sorry I did not film anyone's kids and put it on the internet, but I guarantee you there were kids enjoying that.
Well, I took a video of mine, so I feel like I'll put up with it.
Well, you got to post the evidence, yeah, bro.
I mean, it's
getting a lot of flack out there.
It's just it was a great experience. And, you know, I've been fudding doodles since they, you know, haven't been talking and haven't been doing community stuff.
Out of love.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. I mean, there's definitely things I disagree with them on their approach. But I mean, the only thing that they've executed at an unbelievable caliber is every event that they've thrown is unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
That's the top.
Yeah. 100%.
I fully agree. And I would say this event is really important because it's a new revenue stream for them, especially like introducing it to kids. And as you had mentioned, like growing up with a brand together, I think that's awesome and has ability to like gain reach. Because there were so many, when we went back on Saturday, there were only your kids knew what doodles were before walking in there.
Yeah.
Like everybody, and there were, you know, probably 15 other kids that were just wanted to come.
Crier's
to the
kids
store.
Have wallets.
Yeah. And I mean, overall, it was an amazing experience. And we would be remiss not to talk about the fact that the wristbands and going to collect like the parts, like the pieces of clothes for your doodles too, like shoes, pants, shirts, hats, like all these different like cool things to hold. Like that's what they were collecting the whole time. So it like all feeds back to like the original tech in a certain way. Like obviously that is not on chain at this point in time, but like over time, if that business model is developed, I could see that integrated further. I think that's
new wearables dropped, as well. You know, this month at the camp store for your kids, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Only available at camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see something come from those wearables. Like, you know, it ended up being just like you when you're walking out, you see your doodle on a picture frame, but like, it would have been cool to like maybe get a t-shirt or something. I know it's that like logistics.
Yeah. Those machines at the end, one of the engineers told us that one of the machines at the end is potentially going to print pictures of what you created, that you could take home with you.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I real quick point here. I feel like it's an age range thing too in this space. I feel like the median age is probably 25 or maybe even lower than that. And that doesn't really resonate with people that don't have kids and really probably aren't thinking about them for a while. But as soon as you get to that age where, you know, you're a little bit older, you have some kids and, you know, you want to involve them in some certain activities or aspects of this or introduce them or bring them along. I think this is a real good approach to doing that. And they're the only project I feel right now that's doing it and executing it in a way that is, you know, bringing it to life. So, I think that's, again, super cool. And I think it'll do well.
And they're executing, but they're also like growing the IP, which is what all of us would want, you know, like,
we say we want a lot of stuff, but in the end of the day, when you look back at it, it doesn't really correlate, right? Because we say we want utility. I know a few NFTs that are coming on board with a ton of utility. Hasn't done anything to floor price. We say we want in real life building of IP. Doodles is doing that right now, and people are just shitting all over it. So, you know, at some point, you know, we just got to get real and say, you know, what is it that we really want? Oh, well, we know what we really want is we want the floor price to be 10 ETH at least, and to get dropped multiple drops.
It's the least we could do.
Yeah, yeah. We want to get dropped two more NFTs worth 10 ETHs a piece so we can hold one.
But I don't feel that way with the current holder, like Doodle holdership. Like when we were at the event, everyone who was there was so excited for the future, so excited to be a Doodle and be a part of it. Like nobody was like, if this isn't great, I'm going to sell. No one was even talking anything relatively close to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
These are getting to your real, what do they call it, 1,000 true fans. If they can get to their 1,000 true fans, which I feel like Doodles is well on their way, the sky's the limit for the most part. And, you know, and they've already got a head step on everybody. So Doodles takes the more family-friendly approach, in real-life approach. Apes, I love to bring it back to Apes, takes the gaming approach. I wonder which one's going to win. That's going
to
be interesting.
We're down bad, yeah, but why you got to come at me? I'm just trying to do a little podcast.
Didn't somebody just spend $1 million buying 20 apes or something off the floor? Cry, you got your ape.
Not all heroes wear capes. Actually. Yeah, that was Cry.
But they do wear apes, huh?
Hold on.
As PFP. Yeah.
But again, like on the whole collectible side for the how they delivered the Doodles 2 wearables to the kids and you're upgrading these things, you know, realistically, they have the whole setup to be, you know, the non-custodial launch with, you know, they're not going to be anything expensive. It's going to be on, on flow, whatever. You don't really get to see the inner workings of any of this stuff, right? You know, Pudgy Penguin has something like that where you have a wearable and it's a Magic Link wallet, which is, you know, exactly the same thing on Polygon. And you get to, you know, show them off. That's what you get for the collectibles, right? Like, I could definitely see them going that route too, because that's a really, really good route to go with the wearables on things. They're going the vinyl routes. They released the vinyl here too. I think that could be a way to break in once they bridge out of that beta of the Doodles 2 wearables.
You know, I think about like Sesame Street, and I wonder if like NFTs existed and Sesame Street was just starting off. Like, would I probably would like it if my mom was like, yeah, I bought you this Generation 1 Elmo or Big Bird, and I'm giving it to you.
Holographic Elmo.
Yeah, yeah. Got super rare traits on it.
Low cereal. Yeah. Low inscription.
Yeah, low inscription. Now, you know, it's
desirable.
Yeah, but
imagine the inscription numbers back in the 80s.
Probably negative, bro. You know, it's BC. Definitely negative.
ABC.
Yeah, BBC. But yeah, it's a sound alarm on that one. But yeah, I mean, and we all know like the Tickle Me Elmos back in the day, man, they were going for like crazy money during Christmas. And I feel like get a Generation 1 Tickle Me Elmo, you probably can make some money on that right now on eBay.
Beanie Babies ruined us, bro. We were the children of Beanie Babies.
Yes, exactly.
I would have sold the top at my ape if I didn't have Beanie Babies, goddammit. Shout out to Team S.
Oh, man. Beanie Babies made us holders, man. They made us diamond hands, yo. Everybody got burned on the Beanie Babies. I don't know anybody that sold at the top on Beanie Babies.
Hell no. You know what's also funny is that classic divorce court picture where they're all fighting over the Beanie Babies, and then in 2021 the meme was like everyone's fighting over the NFTs,
yeah,
and then now it's like those are not worth shit, so it's like what'll be the next thing to replace that meme?
Oh shit. Yeah, you know,
make a prediction.
NFTs are coming back though.
Let's hope so, babe. Let's hope so.
Yeah,
it's interesting time in the world right now. That's all I gotta say.
Yes. The night is dark and full of terrors. Or the chain is. Yeah.
Anything else on Doodles? I think we all had a great time. Didn't spend a dollar. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, man. We ate for free.
Killing it.
Seafood? my man Yabo is scraping the lobster plates.
We got any more lobster over here?
The album cover. I was on the album cover of Take Care.
This guy doesn't even own a doodle.
That is Drake on the album cover.
This is my plus one.
You know, actually.
Oh, that was great. And
yeah, and then you had to tell everybody. You guys remember Take Care album cover?
And shout out to Burry for the events. All those events that he threw between going on the boat. The boat was amazing. I didn't go to the baseball game, but heard that was awesome. Heard the golf free game was sweet. But shout out to him for throwing three amazing events and Doodles for covering it all.
For sure.
Dude, yeah. I completely agree. I mean, me and Yabo were a little late, you know, fashionably late, but we barely caught the end of the golf thing, and we didn't even get to golf, but we, you know, the food was great, holders were hanging out, free beer, you know, it was nice. And yeah, the after party, I mean, all right, so it was buffet style technically, but you know, the logistics are a little screwy. I mean, they would bring out they'd bring out plates and then these things would get ravished. So
yeah, we probably hey, that's something that you need to write in the feedback column, but if you want to be that person. But
dude, it was straight Lord of the Flies. I mean, they bring out like a plate of shrimp and Yabba's
Steezy like walked away with like a couple appetizers, just like walking.
Well, and they didn't bring plates either, so it was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this plate of appetizers.
Eat them all.
I had to go and commandeer a whole like pail of shrimp and oysters.
Is that what you call stealing?
Well, you know, it's commandeer, man.
I have the right to do this.
I was gonna give him a plate back.
Do you know I'm a holder? I'm an ex holder.
I'm with holders. Yeah, yeah.
I minted this thing.
It's okay.
That I sold.
It's okay. Yeah.
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 Hey, when we go to these things,
I still got OG in my name in the Discord, bro.
I have to inform.
I'm going to send Evan Keast a message right after this show.
You better not. I'm probably going to get it removed now after this.
You know, on our passes, we need like OG status. We need like minter status. I mean,
floozy status.
I'm just saying. Just tossing ideas out there. But yeah, we don't have to harp on it too much longer. But yeah, I mean, it was just a fucking great time. I think any of the hate they got on Twitter, shame on you. They're doing fucking great things. They're one of the few projects that are doing good things for Web3. So shout out to Doodles.
Killing it.
I got a transition, Nate.
Oh, hit me, dog. I'll edit it to make it extra smooth.
So with all the hate on Doodles, man, it's time to talk about being friends.
Oh, God.
Was that, hey, how did that one sound?
What's your floor at, dog? What's your floor? I already got fun in my DMs, you know.
Yeah, bro. Let me sweep, bro.
Let me know when you're going to go live, bro. I'm going to have a pre-sale. Should I drop an NFT to get the pre-sale on my front?
Some people bought up some Yava and I dumped one of them.
You bought some Yava, yeah.
Hey, FUD. FUD, too soon.
Yeah, you dumped Yava shares.
One of my best friends bought a shit ton of his own coin, 17 of his own, and pumped it. And I bought two of them right before
insider trade.
He bought, and I texted him. I was like, "What is keeping me from just dumping on you, bro?" And he was like, "You're the third person to text me that." Like, it's like 0.03 or something. Like, I'm like, "I think I should do it."
Balla, dude, I would definitely do it.
Hey, Foot, I just want to say thank you for getting me a community together, because right after you bought, somebody else bought, you dumped, and then I got a message immediately asking me, what do I get for buying this share? I was like, tons of alpha coming, man. So much value is here.
I was like, dude, I'm not, just chill.
Yeah.
Yo, I got some coins I can sell you, brother.
Like, I'm gonna start giving away NFTs from my hidden folder as my utility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, you ever heard of NFTs, pal? I mean, it's some random guy on Twitter, man. He just bought my shares. I was like, you know, I appreciate it.
Cryer's getting pretty expensive.
But I tried to buy some Cryer. It was out of my price range though, man. Especially since I talk to you every single day in the Discord. So I was like, if you're giving out alpha on there, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, I'm getting big alpha on that.
All right. So, all right. All your guys' shares, I'm sure they're great. But for someone like me, Yabba, let me.
Friend tech, bro.
I'm a, mute Yabba real quick. I'm going to take a little hosting job right here. Let's explain for me and the listeners. I'm not on friend tech yet. I'm trying to resist it. I have enough fucking apps. Fuck you, Threads. I'm still on that shit. I don't really go on it, but. All right, so
get rid of it.
Is it a timeline? You know, the screenshots I've seen are like little DM messages. Like, do you have to deposit to even fuck around with this? Yes. Are you withdrawing? Are we rich?
So essentially, what it is an app you download. It's on Base Chain, so you're bridge ETH over from Ethereum to Base Chain. I took 0.01 or something like that, 0.02.
So you can't. It's not even a simple send. You have to use the bridge.
I mean, it's practically a send. They did a really good job on their bridge. It's very quick. So essentially, all you're doing is making a wallet on there, right? You're sending a hot wallet that you can now trade your friends. Just how you trade shitcoins. So
your friends are now shitties.
Everyone of your friends has launched their own shitcoin.
I'm a legit coin crier. I take utility.
You're a major.
Yeah.
You're not an alt.
I'm a
price
alt,
says
bro.
Otherwise. But so continuing on.
Shout out to Adidas.
Everyone,
I'm not buying Yaba till 2024. Is all I'm saying,
bro, get some Yaba, man. Dip. I mean, it only
you're gonna
goes
have a
up
killer
the
year.
More you get in now, get in at the floor. You want to get in at the bottom, Nate, not at the top.
I do want to get in the bottom. It'll be in a few months, and then I'm buying heavy. Trust me.
The whole idea is people are on that application. When you have a lot of followers, people are gonna instantly try to get your shares. So, like, some of the top shares are, you know, 3 ETH, 2 ETH, you know, big money. So if you're able to buy people who just launch onto and they have a good amount of followers, you're able to, you know, they're probably able to get it pretty quickly, pretty early. Some of the leaderboards.
Is this why FUD's in my DMs?
Yeah, some of the leaderboards, people have earned like 43 ETH in a couple of days from trading back and forth. So top traders earned like 40 ETH.
Top traders or top influencers with just a shitload.
No, those people they have made way more money. They get 5% of all fees of their trades. So influencers are raking in like lots of ETH. So that's why they're pumping the shit out of it. But you know, it's like similar to other platforms. It's like BitClout. You know, you can edit it to way however you want to do. But it's kind of launching. Like everyone is now launching a speculative OnlyFans that you can, you know, if someone wants to talk with you, they don't really talk with you. It's more. I mean, it's definitely geared more towards large people, right? Like if people are going to actually post on there. It's really easy. You can just, it's like almost like a message board where you can send everyone messages, but no one, if they don't hold a share of the other person, can't read the response of that person. So like essentially like I'll post something, you know, someone's like, well, you didn't say you're talking a bunch to somebody here, but I can't read anything. It's like, yeah, you have to own their share to see any of the messages. So,
I didn't even know that.
So, you pretty much can, in one chat room, you can have a private conversation with a bunch of people, but all of your messages get displayed to everybody. So it's kind of an interesting concept. I think that there is something interesting about it. People are definitely enjoying it, I think, right? Like, and it's more about just the trading aspect, not the it's a really cool app. But like, if they add video, they add messaging, you know, a little bit more robust on that side, and then they add pictures. I think it could do pretty well. Very interesting concept for sure. It's earning fees like
now.
Crazy.
One thing,
it's the highest earning.
I did see that
app out of all apps right now, like the apps.
I did see that, and I also saw that a shitload of wallets got created. You know, that's going to bring some traffic to crypto, maybe.
Yeah,
that,
some of,
you know,
not even none. Bring yeah, it, come like, on. There are people that aren't even holder, you know, aren't even in the crypto space are making them because it's incredibly easy. Like, you can do.
Is that a good or a bad thing? Because, yes, but is fintech going to end up being a bad thing? I mean, everyone's just going.
Fintech,
whatever the fuck it is. Okay. Yeah, but,
no, because fintech is something completely different. Nate.
Snapface.
Friendbook, Facebook, Snapbook, whatever you got.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, that was a Bill joke. You won't get it.
Dad joke.
But, you know, I mean, like, everyone's just running towards the money. Is this thing going to die out? Is this going to end up being detrimental to the space? Like,
probably.
Yeah,
all
you know,
of the
I mean,
above.
Like, is this going to crash and burn?
What hasn't been?
That's the thing, man. You can't fucking, like, no matter what you can do, like, there's going to be haters, there's going to be people bitching.
Yeah, but there's always going to be people bitching.
Non-holders, holders.
I mean, I think every bear market, there's something like that kind of jump starts. You know, we had last time it was like the invention of DeFi. And, you know, it's realistically, it was just a bunch of fucking degen ass stuff where you're like getting, you know, 1.5 million APR, you know, in 6 hours. And then like, wow, this is crazy. And then people are like, oh, I can use that to you know, make a more stable coin, or I could use, you know, like people create stuff out of, you know, so something could be really cool that could be born from this. I think, again, you know, it's essentially, it's like OnlyFans, except you're using crypto, and it's, people are able to, on a bonding curve, find your value that you provide to other people, or people, what people think you're worth.
Right? All right. Cryer, hear me out. OnlyFans on chain.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Actually, so these are shares.
This
is
so what they are, they're keys. Sort. And the key gives you access to a chat.
How much
centered around the person you bought a key for. Yes.
So when you hop in that chat, are you with other people as well?
You're with everybody.
Or is this a DM?
I feel like that's the SEC way to describe it. The SEC Safeway. They're not shares, they're keys, sir.
Well, they changed.
Well, so like if I buy...
Everyone's saying like this is a SEC.
Wait, if any of you guys want to sell a share, I'm gonna have to know what the fuck's going on. I'm not buying shit, not being informed.
Well, we're selling keys now, Nate. They're keys, not shares.
Yeah, but you're the third on my buy list right now. Just chill out.
So I better be the first.
So if I were to buy one, digital. I guess I have two questions. So like if I were to buy a share of Yaba, I just get in Yaba's chat room essentially.
Not a single post.
Tons of alpha in there, bro.
I'm sure
riddled with alpha.
Fabulous.
Hey, so guess what? Grow posted alpha in my chat. When the guy, so Grow bought a share. I bought a share of Grow. Grow brought a share of me, and like this guy, we were going back and forth, and then Grow just pops up out of nowhere and is like, "Yo, we're buying such and such coin."
Yeah, which means he's like, dropping his bags. Your exit liquidity.
This is the alpha.
Rename your chat.
Grow's exit liquidity.
Yeah, I've already bought Grow's bags. I'm gonna wait on that.
We all have. Okay, another question. So, what's the incentive to buy two shares of Yaba? I mean, just speculation.
Yeah, just speculation.
You can hold one
basic
forever.
Basic economics.
And keep one to flip.
You can flip one. You know, this is the
take one for loss for my
you
tax write-off.
You buy
write-off.
Three.
You buy three.
You
one hold, for the moonshot.
Everybody, you've been in NFTs, mate. You know, you buy three. You buy one, you sell one for break even, and then you flip one, and then you hold one forever. Okay, this is how we do it. All right. So when you get on, you buy three shares of Yabo, and you'll be good to go.
All right, let's start with Cryer, then Yaba, then FUD. What's your share price, and how many have you sold? And then I guess how many shares do you own of other people?
All right.
Yeah, for good, sure. Good so question. I think mine's like 0.02.
That's why you
also
need to
Nate.
Let
when
us
Nate
know
comes
first.
To the market, he might be pricey. Just relax.
Hey, Nate, buy a couple of, buy like five or ten of your shares first,
so
and then sell them.
Pretty high, 0.0122.
Insider trading. You want me to break the law?
0.012.
No, I'm not gonna sell them.
Rich.
I feel like Cryer could actually sell some shares. I mean, he just people see him trading online. It's like, oh, I want
dude,
this
I,
fucking.
So I did. I chat. Called Nunn and Sybil in that when it first came out or whatever.
Nice. And then so I am like 0.003. So
attaboy.
I'm about
big money.
What's your market cap?
Dang, Cryer, you went this, down. I might can afford you.
Yava is also
Cryer's dipping.
So, yeah, so,
also, I can't. I'm emotionally fragile right now.
Jeez, man. We're neck and neck, bro.
I'm too fragile right now to be waking up down 50% on my own personal brand.
It's good for your mental health.
Bro, I was at $1.50
yeah,
not
provided
too long
that lick
ago
to,
before
you know, really bring
in
the volume.
Saved me a little bit, and it was really getting to me.
I love the commentary.
I was like, how's Cryer like $100 right now, and I'm just $1.76. But I don't tweet a lot anymore, so I mean, I deserve it.
But all right, so somebody
bags in here in.
Somebody buys one of your shares, you get what, a 50% of that or something?
5% royalty, pretty much fee, you know. You get 5% of all volume.
But when they buy your share, all of that money goes to Frentech and you only get 5% of that?
No, it goes towards the bonding curve, essentially. It's whole like they. It's the money that's, let's see. 5%, they get 5%, you get 5%, the rest of it goes into the pot that's, you know, being sold, right? So if the person sells you, then they get the money that's from, you know, the ETH that was the previous buyer, essentially.
Right.
Right. So there's the total fee percentage is 10, I believe.
Also, How much you guys tossing in here to start?
I started with 0.2. Yeah, I started with 0.0, like a 0.02, I think. I just wanted to check it out and get it early. But like I've earned, I don't know, not very much, but like 0.03 or 0.04 in fees so far from people buying and selling me.
I feel like now you're going to have to start with an ETH, Nate, if you want to get it. Like, because all the people right now, the name of the game is to snipe early. So you pretty much snipe. Especially when you see big names come on, you have to snipe them early.
Snipe what? Usernames or the shares?
No. You have to snipe the share, the keys early. Exactly. And the way it works, just so you know, the more shares outstanding, the higher the price is. So if people start selling shares, they're not selling it. If they start dumping shares, I mean, it's super liquid, right? Because you can always sell a share whenever you want. Because it goes back into some pool.
You're definitely dumping on somebody.
You're not technically dumping on somebody else.
Isn't there a pretty big sell text too?
But
Gavin's always got a spin zone. You're not technically dumping.
Sell text.
As he unloads the fucking clip.
Man, everybody's a G.
5%? Okay.
It's 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry. No,
it's 10, right? 5 to you.
Yeah, 10, sorry. Total.
Yeah.
They get 5, you get 5.
Hey, I actually, the aspect of having like your own little private chat room, that is interesting to me.
But for people to pay for it though? I mean, we can do that all day.
Yeah, but I am Mr. Provide Value, okay? And also, you know, there might be some
memes.
Content.
Honestly.
It's content, yeah.
Okay, yes, I love memes, shooting the shit, fucking around. But honestly, there's a lot of stuff that I do not say on Twitter purposely, like, I'm a very safe tweeter. I'll say that. I'm not controversial. Maybe there's some stuff you want to talk about in the privacy of your own chat room. You know, like me and Fudd, like do some hot vaccine talk.
Yeah.
That was a joke. But,
so you can get screenshotted and post it to Twitter?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Also, once they do drop pictures and videos, I think that will be a game changer. I'm not above sending a foot picture. For the right amount of ETH.
Down so bad.
I think a lot of can't OnlyFans. The OnlyFans aspect will be accelerated heavy.
Big time.
Those are the Twitter accounts that you probably want to snipe. You know what I mean? Man. Like, those are the ones you want to snipe. I feel like people are looking at big C because it's all CT people right now. So I feel like everybody's looking, and I shouldn't be giving this is alpha. I should put this in my chat right now. But you know, I feel like everybody's
link,
looking
link the
at
the pod in your chat, bro.
Yeah, drop the potty.
Come on, bro. He's gonna drop us his sound drop, like.
But yeah, like I was saying, everybody's looking at for big CT people on because everybody's CT. But I mean, as soon as like big OnlyFans models gets on this, man, you got to, that's the play. Cause that is going to drive, like those share prices are going to go up and they're going to stay up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the alpha. This podcast comes out a little bit late, so I'm going to drop it in my chat first. Provide that value and then everybody else is going to get it. That's how I do.
Also, if you're listening to this, there's a chance that Nate Digital is on Frentech. So go check out those shares. I'm not now, but by the time this drops, I don't know.
Oh, Nate, you got to tell us before.
I've got my shooters on deck. They're ready. They're waiting. I got whales ready. I got alpha chats ready for Nate. We coming, baby.
18 shares of Nate. And just dump on Cryer and Foot.
No, you're gonna price manipulate, bro. I don't even know if I want you as a holder. Can I pick my holders?
I'm a will. No, you
can well, I block
right now
wallets?
You can't. That's another thing that's gonna be interesting too. You can't really pick who is in your chat. So if somebody's in your chat that you don't like,
yeah, like what if a troll buys a share just to talk shit in your
exactly.
chat?
Exactly. Yeah, and I guess you can't even there's really
I'm buying
not a lot
Yaba
of
share now.
Right now. Yeah,
just
you
hopping
can't
in your
mute.
Chat causing chaos. Yeah. So bitches,
can't mute people, you can't see the other person's message though. Only you can see the message.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I was asking. You guys are leading me to believe it's a big old group
no,
chat.
I said that.
Oh shit!
I explained that at the beginning when I was explaining it. You weren't paying
again,
attention.
Again, Yaba still doesn't know what's going on.
Yaba doesn't talk in there. I didn't know.
So it's just I see DMs, all the messages basically. That grow and everybody else drops to me, but
they can't see
the message.
They don't see the messages that other people say. Just you.
Well, that also changes things. I would like a little group chat, but then it'll just turn into a bunch of DM, you know.
It's just Discord.
All right, now I'm coming back. Yeah, I'm coming back a little bit on it. I don't know. I'm going to sleep on it. Yeah.
Cool, because I was wondering why I couldn't see other people's messages. I felt like my messages got deleted for some reason. I did a test to somebody else's chat, and my messages got deleted.
Damn. Well, yeah, go check out Cryer, Yaba, and FUD on Frentech. Maybe soon, Nate Digital. We'll see. But, yeah, Yaba, keep me posted.
All right. We will do, man. I mean, I have one last question to FUD and Cryer. Do you think Kobe answers any of his direct messages?
I thought you were talking about the other Kobe. Hey, I was like,
his is like two ETH, so I hope so.
Kobe who?
Kobe's this big CT.
No, oh, but he does have 17 shares, and I would definitely tell myself if I was him at 2 ETH.
You know, the crypto Twitter Kobe.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to dump this podcast.
Do it.
Good show, boys. We do need to get out of here. I had so much fun seeing all of you in person at Doodles Camp Chicago and also seeing all the other Doodle holders. So, yeah, that was awesome. All right, but we do need to get out of here. So, for Crud.
That fucking Crud guy.
Are these outtakes, Nate?
Oh, my God.
You just leave this in. You should just leave it in, man. You this just leave it in, man. In. Nate, you're struggling right now. Yet.
I am, dude. I'm dehydrated. Fuck. All right. So,
for NRN, this is Nate Digital signing off.
That's 100% FUD's new nickname.
Yes. And you know what, Yaba? I liked your outro better for keeping that. Fuck it. All right, we're out. Peace. Right.
Peace. See ya.
Like, honestly? I came in with my ex, like Selena, the flex. Bumping Justin Bieber, the fever, and left. She knows.